It is a Tuesday morning. You know, that means we head to FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Joining us here today from FHN, clinical dietitian, food and nutrition services department, Jennifer Gassman here. Hey, Jen, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining me here today. Always great to talk to you. And March is National Nutrition Month. Gives us all the opportunity to reflect on our eating habits. I better think about that. The theme is go further with food. What does that theme mean to you as a nutritionist and dietary professional?
Well, the theme go further with food is trying to help us all realize good nutrition has positive impacts for each of us in many different ways. It might be starting our day off right with a healthy breakfast or eating right to fuel your body before a sporting event. But it's also about how we look at meal planning styles so we can shop smarter, eat right, and minimize food waste. The theme this year is really raising a question. How can we each give back to our community? Examples might be supporting our local food pantries, but not just by how we usually think of typical donations. Maybe it raises the question of, what do we do if we have a garden that overproduces? How can we get that extra food if we're not already preserving it or sharing it into the hands of somebody that can use it? It's really talking about cutting down on waste.
Go further with food. That's the theme this year. Give us some good ways to make healthier choices when grocery shopping for foods to eat at home in the grocery store.
When grocery shopping, one way to make healthier choices is to try to decrease our processed food choices or our purchases. We need to get back to our cooking basics. You can eat healthy and stick to a budget even by shopping simply. It just takes a little planning ahead if your schedule's busy to make it work to have that time to cook ahead. And when you're at the store, you can shop pretty quickly if you scout the outer perimeter of the store. You'll find your vegetables, fruits, meats, dairy or dairy substitutes all to the outside of the store, which has the basics of what you need.
And I think cooking vegetables, you know, from raw, from actually the vegetable department as opposed to inside and the processed side of things, I don't think it takes that much more time. And sometimes it takes less time.
It really doesn't take long. And you can even steam them in the microwave, which makes it pretty efficient, too.
All right. Now, give us some advice. This is always tough. Give us some advice in terms of how we can make healthier choices when eating out.
Probably the best advice is to plan ahead. If it's possible, look for the menu online to try to make a choice ahead of going. One easy way is to try to avoid fried foods or foods that you know have lots of added fat. A lot of times we don't realize how many calories entrees might have when you're going to a restaurant. Typical meals for the average person should range probably around 400 to 600 calories, assuming a 1,200 to 2,000 calorie a day diet. So if you go to a restaurant and this one menu item has 1,500 calories, you have to think to yourself, is that a smart choice?
I would also think one of the big areas where people make mistakes as well is in the salad bar as well, when you can go up and choose your own on the salad bar as well. Oftentimes you think you're eating healthy, but the reality is there's a lot of calories there, isn't there?
There can be, especially if you do a lot of added dressings or creamy sauces. Sometimes those salads are actually well over 1,000 calories just in itself.
Yeah, there you go. Any specific tips for parents and kids and how to eat healthy food there?
I think it's important that we remember to continue to offer our children healthy foods so that they learn good habits at a young age. Kind of cracks me up that almost every kid's meal when you go to a restaurant is chicken fingers, cheeseburgers, french fries, hot dogs, things that aren't maybe the best choices on a regular basis. So why not think about splitting an adult meal with a child, adding a vegetable as a side, try to get them used to a variety of tastes.
We're talking to Jen Gassman, a clinical dietitian, food and nutrition services at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. March is a National Nutrition Month. That's why we're talking nutrition. Some good nutritional goals for most people. Tell us about this.
Well, variety in what we eat is very important. So a simple goal is to think about the plate method of meal planning, where you make half your plate lower calorie veggies, a quarter of the plate a starch choice, whether it be like a potato, rice, dried beans, pasta, something starchy. Then make the remaining quarter of your plate the protein, but try to make a lean protein choice like salmon or fish, poultry, lean beef or pork. Then add a cup of low-fat milk or a yogurt and think about maybe a piece of fruit as the dessert or save it for a snack later.
What about if people have weight loss as a goal? What suggestions do you have to make that easier in order to actually reduce some weight?
Well, it comes down to balancing what we eat with what our bodies need. For weight loss, it's not just to focus on what we eat, but also on adequate activity and sleep. Everyone is different. So I think if everyone looked at their own situation and thought to themselves, is it a problem of that I'm eating too many calories a day? What can I do to change that? Should I cut back on my portions? Or is it a problem that I'm not getting as much exercise as I need? How can I fit 15 more minutes into my day? Or is it a problem of I'm not getting enough sleep? Am I getting 6-7 hours at least a night? If not, is there something I can change in my day to help me to get to bed a little earlier? All of these things play a key role in not just our health, but in weight loss too. So set a goal or two, accomplish it, and then set a new one.
You know, I've been trying to do a little more weight loss here, and it's amazing to me in terms of the difference between how much easier it is to not eat something and avoid the calories that way is to try to exercise off the calories. When you look at the charts in terms of the calories and exercise, it's tough to lose weight by exercising.
It takes a combination of everything to lose weight. One method alone just doesn't seem to do it.
What about some common mistakes people make in their diets overall?
Well, I think the most common mistake is just eating more than we need. And we do this sometimes by grabbing foods that are really quick or convenient that often tend to be pretty high in calories. So if we just increased our fruit and veggie intake, which can be a quick grab-and-go item, it would help in decreasing calories for many.
And I think eating too fast as well is also an issue for a lot of folks, including me.
That's a very common problem. Some of our active lifestyles leads into that. A meal should take at least 20 minutes to finish.
Because then all of a sudden you get fuller sooner, and you don't finish everything on your plate. Portion size, as you mentioned, portion size, that is huge. That's a huge issue.
It really is. And what you're talking about is by taking 20 minutes to eat a meal, it gives your brain enough time to kind of catch you up, to send that signal of hunger that you've become full.
That's what the French do all the time. They spend, it's every meal is an event, right?
That's right. Oftentimes in Europe, it's like a 10-course meal.
And they're all thin. No, not all, but many of them are just thin, and they, you know, all that. So a common mistake people make when they're eating healthy. Give us advice here.
Simply put, it's just eating too much of a food simply because you think it's a good choice. Just because something's healthy, the portion size still makes a difference.
Jen, FHN is a great cafeteria called Cafe FHN, open to the public. What's some type of meals that people could actually have at Cafe FHN?
Aramark at FHN really does have a great cafeteria. It's not just the type of meals that makes it so great. It's also the people. They are just known for having a very helpful and friendly staff. And you can tell that customers come first at FHN. It's nice that you can also go to the cafe and get a good variety of food, whether you want soup, salad bar, sandwiches, or a hot main meal that they change each day. They also have a station that's kind of neat. They prepare food right in front of you every day, changing what's offered. And oftentimes you're seeing things offered with flavors inspired from all over the world.
And where's the cafe located?
It's located right at the hospital of FHN in the lower level.
Yeah, and of course, if you have trouble finding it, there's always staff there. I've been there several times. Staff will direct you, and it's just not an issue.
No, not at all. People are so friendly.
All right. Resources for people who'd like more information on National Nutrition Month, Jen?
Well, some of the best resources are right here in our community. You can check out the calendar of upcoming events at www.fhn.org, and you can utilize the providers available right here at FHN, whether you're talking a physician, therapist, or our own nutrition and diabetes outpatient programs. All you need is to ask your physician for a referral, and we can see you for nutrition or diabetic education. Doesn't matter whether your need is for a medical condition or weight loss. We have services that can help you.
All right, very good. And of course, go to FHN.org as well. Jen, always great to talk to you. Of course, a reminder, Food Fight Against Cancer, that's coming up as well this Friday night at the Wagner House, and a reminder on that as well. Jen, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Jennifer Gassman here today, the clinical dietitian and food and nutrition services at FHN and the FHN Dial the Doc program here today, preceding brought to you this morning by FHN.